Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from the iconic nightclub, date club, all-around club on the historic Beale Street in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. We are Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, and when we last left you, we were shamelessly name-dropping some of the places that we were going to be going, like New Orleans and Israel.
Yep.
But we always come back to home, and Memphis has opened up their arms to us since last year, and they treat us like this should be our home, Chef Eric. And you know, when you think of home, what do you think of? You think of home cooking.
Sure.
You think of really good food that everybody can understand, unlike some of the places you go.
Hey, wait a second.
Well, you got to have a 45-minute explanation from your server as to what you're eating.
Yep.
Diners. That was a part of Americana. That was a part of the history of our country, was the great local diner. We have a great privilege to introduce you to one of the hottest new diners, one of the hottest chefs in the country, who's got a diner that you would even appreciate, Chef Eric.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, this guy has been on Diners, Dive-Ins, and Drives. Drive-Ins and Dives.
What, right, he'll, whatever.
He'll fix me up on that.
I think, but it's the iced tea you've been drinking.
come on now. My family may be listening. All right, so this gentleman's from Rizzo's Diner. And it's a Southern-inspired sort of diner. So that means he's doing some out-of-the-box stuff as well as some classic Southern traditions. And it's Chef Mike Patrick. Chef, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Dine-Ins and Drives thing.
It was a really neat experience. They knew they were going to come to town, but they didn't. They were short a restaurant. And one of the restaurants they were focusing on was the Elegant Farmer in East Memphis, and my mentor, protege, Mac Edwards, reopened there a little over 2 years ago, and he said, you should check out my guy Mike at Rizzo's Diner. So I got a phone call from him, and they said to me they really don't focus on restaurants that have been open for less than 2 years because of the nature of the beast of the business.
Could close down, you know?
Exactly.
Gets there, yeah.
So I kind of waited with bated breath, did all the paperwork, jumped through the hoops for them, and they called me 3 weeks after the initial interview and said, we're going to do the show. We really love the food, the menu, the concept. So Guy Fieri was he's just as crazy as he seems on television.
He seems like that's just his personality.
I think that's the real him, but yeah. I'll say he's a stand-up guy. I mean, every moment we weren't filming, he was on the phone with his kids.
You know, really?
Which says to me,
that's very cool.
Of all the people he could be talking to, he was talking to his children. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Well, how many kids did he have? I'm just curious.
You know, I'm going to guess.
They're all over the country.
Yeah, I was going to say. Depends on where the divers anyway.
Okay, so anyway, you've got three great recipes to us. One of them is going to take two parts to do, so we're going to count it as four. But tell me what we're going to start with.
We're going to start with a chorizo meatloaf dish. For my birthday 2 years ago, I got 10 pounds of chorizo, and I didn't know what the hell to do with chorizo meatloaf, chorizo itself. So I started fooling around with some chorizo recipes, and I decided to make chorizo meatloaf for some friends, and it actually worked really well.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what type of chorizo?
Well, the chorizo we get here in town is made by some guys down on Summer Avenue. We've got a very large Latino community over there.
Now, is it Mexican style?
It's a Mexican style, not the Spanish style. This is a little less paprika, if you will.
Okay, right.
Really good heat, though, about a medium heat on it. And we pick it up 3 times a week.
Because there are Argentine chorizos also.
Oh, is there?
Oh, here we go.
Turn me on.
Well, chorizo just means sausage, right? So the Argentine chorizo is more like an Italian sausage than anything else, but they're all beef.
Ooh.
And absolutely amazing, but that's for a different show.
No, it's not, because you always, I don't care if you're at a diner speaking Americana, you will somehow weave Argentina into the conversation.
You know what? We're very proud people.
Yes, you are.
That's all I can say.
And if I were to ask Chef Michael, Chef, do you serve chimichurri at your diner?
I do on occasion. it's the ketchup of South America.
Absolutely it is.
You know, I used to love you, but now you're feeding into this. How much did he pay you to say that?
Yeah, that's great. All right, so it looks like you've got a pepper there.
Yeah, this is a poblano pepper, medium heat, not as hot as a jalapeno.
Yep.
It works really well, plays with the chorizo very nicely. So I'm going to give just a nice small dice on it. I'll also be sautéing an onion, some garlic,
So basically, you know, on these slices, they're about a quarter inch to half inch julienne, sort of on the thing lengthwise, and then you're going to go back and
dice them up
and you know, get the seeds out, get the white, the white out of the
membrane.
Yes.
And then we're going to saute that with a little garlic butter. Got to have the butter.
See, garlic, butter, those are all wonderful things.
I'm going to deglaze it with Worcestershire. We have a house-made barbecue sauce that I do since we're in Memphis and May barbecue town. A little Zatarain's Creole mustard, salt, and pepper, and I'll saute that. And then we will add that to the ground beef and chorizo.
Well, those are all great ingredients. Now while you're doing those, poblano, see, now, this would be like a regular yellow onion or Spanish onion.
Yes.
And
but we all know that's not the best onion to use this time of year.
I'm just going to go on a limb here and say we're going to substitute this with real sweet Vidalia onions from Schumann Produce on our recipe. How's that?
They are so sweet.
They are sweet. It's like candy grown in the ground. So, like that?
Candy grown in the ground. That's almost as iconic an idea as what I had with Real Sweet. That's very good.
There you go. So now you're doing a dice. And actually, there's a video online. If you go to facebook.com/humanproduce or realsweet.com, it actually points to some videos that Fat Man and I did, specifically how to dice an onion was one of those.
How'd I do?
Yeah. You did fantastic. Are you kidding me?
I saw the video actually last night.
Did you really?
You practiced today?
You're like, oh God, I'm nervous. It's an onion.
Now, Chef, before you go any further, I must give this disclaimer. On Chef of the Fat Man, the recipes that we give you are so exciting, so devastating, so tasty. They cause heavy drooling, slobbering, and cause accidents on the highway. We at no time are responsible in any way, shape, or form for your dry cleaning bill nor your GEICO insurance bill.
By the way,
yes?
The diver bomb over there, create accidents on the freeway. Just saying. I had one yesterday.
Yes.
Well, actually, it was a week ago, but I woke up yesterday, so no, that's... all right, so you got all that diced up. You got the poblanos and that, and you probably need me to fire up that burner.
Yeah,
though,
I didn't think about that one.
Yeah, well, there's that. You know.
Hi, folks. How we doing?
Now, Chef, what are the hours of your diner? So, if people want to go to your diner,
we're open for lunch.
Okay, 11
to 2. 11 to 2.
11 to 2.
We reopen for dinner 5 to 10. Weekdays 5 to 11 on the weekends.
Give us some of your recipes while we're waiting here for a second. Give us some of your recipes that you're very excited about that will tweak people's interest and say, I'm in Memphis. I must go to the diner.
Well, we're getting known for our lobster prono pup, our smoked duck tamale pie. It's got a Zatarain's Creole creme fraiche. We're also known for our chorizo meatloaf, which we're working on. The brisket, I've had some Texans say it's better than what they've had, which really makes me think, what's the brisket going on in Texas all about? Our mac and cheese, we're really just getting known for, I resource as much local produce and protein as I can. So those are, and our ice cream sandwich, banana split. Two things I enjoyed as a child, ice cream sandwich and a banana split, kind of smashed
you
together.
You put them together? Man.
Yeah,
I like that.
With house-made.
So are you really heavy into light cooking?
Not at all.
Good man, because here on Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, we do not believe in light cooking, nor do we promote it. In fact, we tell you the fatter the better. We want you to open a notch every time you try our recipes, unless, of course, your doctor tells you otherwise. You know, my friends, we are at the iconic Silky O'Sullivan's. It's on Beale Street, where all the beautiful people hang out, guys and gals, or gals and guys. God forbid I'm not PC. But we are here at a place where if you have not been to Silky O'Sullivan's on Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. Baby, you ain't been to Memphis. You got to come to Silky O'Sullivan's. Take a dive into the diver bucket. Now, they give you 9 straws, but there are 3 people with 9 straws. I don't know if they're waiting for their friends.
That's 3 straws per person.
Yeah, there we go. One for each nostril. One for each nostril and one for the
All passages end up in the stomach.
It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. We're celebrating Rizzo's Diner. It is an icon also in Memphis. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets from Memphis in May, from Silky O'Sullivan's. It's all about the diner, baby.
Hey.
All right. Thank you.